The Business Professional and Occupational License Tax, or BPOL, tax a company's gross receipts as opposed to net profits. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling.
A company can have big gross receipts and have no net profit, but they still get taxed on the basis of their gross receipts.
The new law would allow localities the option of completely waiving the tax for a startup's first year of business and allow basing the tax for future years on net profits. Governor Bob McDonnell says this would give localities a competitive edge in attracting new business.
I think this is smart, particularly for small businesses that create 70% of all the new jobs in Virginia. These short-term tax waivers to allow them to get up and running and actually make a profit before taxes kick in, to me, is smart.
Bowling acknowledges that accepting a criteria other than gross receipts would be a net loss in revenue for the locality.
How many localities will choose to do that remains to be seen. Our hope is that many will, that they'll view it as an economic development tool to help create more jobs and bring more business to their community.
While McDonnell and Bowling both say the legislature will need to continue to look at ways to reform BPOL, they call this year's effort a good start. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.